going to turn it over to, we now have co-chairs of our bylaws committee. Gabe chaired that committee for, as the English say, donkey's years. And we now have two co-chairs, Sarah Harris and David Jackson. So Sarah and David, take it away.
All right. So Sarah's here. David, can we get you to raise your hand so Deb can unmute you?
Okay, let's see. Don't see Dave. Oh.
David Jackson.
Is he on his actual...
He was in the panelist section. I don't know if he still is.
Oh, well, then if he's in the panelist, he can unmute himself.
He can do it himself. Yeah.
I'm looking,
here.
I'm looking in the wrong place for you.
Okay.
All right.
I wasn't sure. All right. So as Judy said, I'm Sarah Harris, and my co-chair is David Jackson. Our committee consists of good old Gabe Griffiths, Stephen Mendelson, and Frank Welty. And Dave, why don't you introduce our recording, thanks to Steve and Guillermo.
All right. Thank you very much, Sarah. We have a couple of bylaws, and I want to go ahead and have Guillermo. They've been recorded. Thank you for doing that, Guillermo. And then after they've been read, I have some remarks that I'd like to make. So please go ahead and start the recording, please.
This is our first proposed amendment to the CCB bylaws. Current language. Section 5.5.7. For removal of an officer or director, a 3/4 voice vote, except that no vote shall take place without the officer or director being given the opportunity to offer a defense. Proposed change, remove voice vote. New language, Section 5.5.7. For removal of an officer or director, 3/4, except that no vote shall take place without the officer or director being given the opportunity to offer a defense. That is the proposed amendment.
Thank you very much.
That's number one.
Are you ready for number two now as well?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
This is our second proposed change to the CCB bylaws. Current language, Section 6.3.2. Candidates interested in running for the board are strongly encouraged to submit a candidate statement no less than 45 days prior to the first day of the convention. All candidates will have up to 5 minutes at the time of elections to have up to 2 people speak on their behalf. Proposed change. Insert, only candidates who submit a candidate statement will be eligible to participate in a candidate's forum. Slight rewrite to the last sentence for clarity. New language. Section 6.3.2. Candidates interested in running for the board are strongly encouraged to submit a candidate statement no less than 45 days prior to the first day of the convention. Only candidates who have submitted a candidate statement will be eligible to participate in a candidate's forum, which will occur prior to the first day of the convention. During elections, all candidates will have up to 5 minutes to have up to 2 people speak on their behalf. That is the end of the proposed amendment.
All right. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank Steve Bauer for the reading of those two bylaws. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that these bylaws don't happen in a vacuum. And I want to thank those people who attended the open calls. They were very instrumental in helping us go forward with these, and I'm very appreciative as the rest of our group is. Thank you very much, and we look forward to passing these tomorrow. We want you, if you have questions, to think about it and to come and listen and do this. Thank you very much.
There is a hand raised.
You. There's no discussion right now. Discussion will be tomorrow. Okay. Back to you,
okay.
Judy.
Okay, Sarah. If you would lower that hand.
I did.
Now, if that person who raised their hand had some other issue besides wanting to discuss the bylaws, which of course today just have their first reading, could you raise your hand again if there's something else you'd like to address to the floor?
A different person has raised their hand. Do you want to call on a on that person?
Yes.
Okay. Jordan? Jordan lowered her hand, so she's...
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we have no hands at this time.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Good, okay.
That's correct.